Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm looking at the notes Lulu left me as well. You're newer in business, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out. I got on Angie's list and
Okay.
I'm not sure how that's going yet.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It doesn't sound like it's going very well.
Well, there's some things that I'm not sure if they were upfront about, but
How long ago did you start with them?
just like a week ago, week and a half ago, week ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. I do hear a lot of conflicting stuff with Angie's, so first of all, sorry about that. Have you done anything else for marketing, or how do you get new clients?
No. I mean, we got business cards, right? And then I'm trying to just get into it to where I can get a routine going, get up, get dressed, go to work every day. And, then I don't mind spending the money, right? But I'm not really getting that yet from Angie's. You know what I mean? And then I was gonna get the side advertisements for the truck and the trailer and, but I just need clientele. I mean, I've been getting leads and whatnot, but they're not very big leads. There's not a whole lot left, not a whole lot of meat on the bone after everybody gets their cut.
I got it. Well, there's definitely people that are searching for your services in your area. I do see a good amount of searches that were done in the past 30 days. The way that we work with our listings as well, they are exclusive. So what that means is that when we start working with you, we do close out the categories, so we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So you're not going to be chasing down leads or sharing leads either, okay? Now, we do that by putting you on the first page of Google, and it's right there where the map section is, and it's based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for the services that you offer. So you're going to let me know what services you offer. My onboarding team researches the area to find out what keywords are searched the most based off of those services. And then we pick those keywords, so all somebody has to do in your area is look up one of the keywords, and that's when your business pops up on the first page. Okay? So we deal with Google, Bing, Apple. We also target those same book by running ads for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly. And everything is tracked through a dashboard, so you'll be able to see that it's working for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that. And when it comes to the pricing, it's based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. Lulu did put you down for a new in business credit, so you're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month. And that's a flat rate, nothing else.
And then when does that kick in? How long does it take to set up and this and that?
Yeah. So from when we start everything, we're going to reserve that spot with you on, we're going to reserve it on Google. From 1 to 3 days, you're going to get your onboarding call. That's the call that we go through everything, make sure we have everything the way you want it to look. Cause Lulu did put down that you, to add a free website as well. So I did add that also on there. Your ads on Facebook are going to be running within 7 to 14 days, and then your first page placement is those 7 to 14 days. First page placement for each of your keywords is the max of 30 to 45 days, since we do got to get you verified through Google and do the SEO in the background.
Okay. So, and then what areas? So I'm new in this area. That being said, are my areas limited?
So Not necessarily, right? So when I set up your account, I'm going to ask you what cities, counties, or zip codes you're looking to get work. I can also do a safe mile radius of a 50-mile radius. Now, if you want to be specific to certain areas, that's when we set up your account and you're going to let me know. And we're going to target those areas for you. Are there certain areas that you're looking to target, or is it more of a mile radius for you?
Certain areas, like we have two locations, one in Portland. Are you familiar with
okay.
the state of Oregon?
No, but I know where Portland is.
Okay. Well, if you go over the mountain in the central Oregon, that's where I'm at, which is Redmond, Bend.
Okay.
Or some other areas. But that being said, would it be a problem to cover Portland, Redmond? Because I have my brother over on the other side working that side in Portland.
How far mileage distance are both locations?
Oh, I can tell you exactly here in 1 second, but it's
okay.
3-hour drive, so somewhere around 200 miles, maybe a little less.
Okay. Go ahead.
I can give you a more accurate.
Well, I would assume based off of what you're telling me, it's definitely over 100 miles, correct?
Yes, it's, come on. 147. But that's
okay.
To Portland. It's not kind of going to the other side. Portland's a big area, you know.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
In that sense, the mileage is it's so far that you will most likely not get very good results on the other side that you're looking to do. If you want to set up both locations, we can do both locations as long as you have addresses to both locations, because that's how Google works.
That's
great. So we would need to set up two separate campaigns. So two separate campaigns for each one.
So it's two something for both campaigns, right? Or each?
Each, yeah. No, it's okay. It'll be $249 for each location.
I would really like to do one location and just see how it goes, just to make sure that, I mean, everything you're saying is really great. And then the monthly subscription, I love it. You know, I pay it one time and I'm done, right?
It's a monthly subscription that you pay. So you pay monthly for the publicity, but there's no contract. So it's month to month. So every month it'll be $249. And that's so we can do your publicity. And that's it. So we're not going to charge you per call, per click, per job. We don't charge you for any of that. So it's just a flat rate. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees. It's just $249. We do typically charge a setup fee, but I waive that for you as well, because I'm really trying to help you out as much as I can and get you some workflow and you know, because Lulu was telling me to, try to help you out as much as we can. And that's the absolute best I can do. And I mean, I think it'd be a great program for you, because there is people looking for your services in your area. So it's just getting you in front of those people, you know, and that's what we want to do for you. So if you want to start with one location and get some traction there, and then we can set up your second location at a later date, we can do that. Or if you want to set up both today too, we can do that as well. I mean, it's completely up to you.
It's just going to be one. I mean, it's just going to be me and my location. And then, So another question I have is, I like to do junk removal and you know, clean outs, hauling stuff to the dump, or moving for people. Junk removal, right? We all know what that is, right?
Yes, I do.
So, I would like to see more of that as opposed to the lawn jobs, just because the lawn jobs, even though there's more of them, they usually don't pay as well. So maybe, can I, let's say if I just had junk removal on there for now, would it be, would I be able to add the lawn care later or no?
Absolutely. So your keywords are going to be able to be changed depending on the type of work that you're looking for or how busy you are. So right now when I set up your account, I'm going to ask you what you want to be found for. I'm going to put those keywords down, and then my onboarding team, they research your area. And when you have your onboarding call, you're going to be able to pick the keywords that you want. Okay, so let me first start by getting your information to make sure I have it correct. I have your first name is James, right? J-A-M-E-S?
Yeah.
Okay, James. And James, what is your last name?
L-S-E-L-L-I-S.
C, one more time, sorry.
E-L-L-I-S-L-S.
Oh, perfect. Sellis, correct? With an S in the beginning?
No, E.
Oh, just E? Oh, Ellis. Okay.
Yeah. James Ellis.
James Ellis. Perfect. And what is your email address?
Moji, M-O-J-I, 777-2001@outlook.com.
Perfect. Okay, and then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 9312, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then company name, I have it as Junior, so that's JR. And I have JR capitalized, both letters. And then All Hall, is that correct?
Yes. LLC.
Okay, perfect. LLC. Okay, good. Let's add that over. Now, the address that I have is the 729 Northeast Kingway in Redmond, Oregon, 97756. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this a physical address?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on your Google Business, perfect. On your Google Business profile, are you going to want that address hidden, or is it an actual business address?
Yeah, we'll hide it just because, I mean, all my work is from where I'm at or from wherever the client is at, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, that's not a problem. All right. Now, for the type of jobs you want to be found for, let's go over those again. I know you kind of told me a little bit earlier. What do you want to be found for now?
Junk removal.
Okay.
So All Hall kind of broadens that out a little bit. And then, obviously we need some keywords, right?
We're actually going to get the keywords for you. So as long as you tell me, you know, if there's anything specifically that you want other than all junk removal, I can put it down.
Well, so you're going to, I don't know if it confuses the issue if I put lawn care down, you know what I mean?
It won't confuse it. Okay, so let me put this on. I'm putting all junk removal services.
Okay.
Is that residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then we're also doing lawn care services. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when you say lawn care services, let's be a little bit more specific. What exactly as in lawn care?
General, we're going to... It's just, so lawn mowing, weed eating, hedging, and general maintenance.
Okay.
So there's nothing fancy, nothing fancy. I mean, they may call and ask for something that I can do, but I don't want to advertise outside.
Okay. That makes sense. That's fine. Okay. Now your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday?
Well, you're going to have me up and going that soon?
The what? I'm sorry?
Are you going to have me up and going that soon?
Your onboarding call is done within the next couple of days, because the onboarding call is where we go over everything. So we start the process almost as soon as possible.
I got you. Well, I mean, I have a job tomorrow morning.
Okay.
If you just want to do it tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I have a few available spots tomorrow afternoon. Anywhere between 1 to 3 o'clock, what works best? Okay, perfect. So your time will be between 1 to 2 tomorrow. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So I got you down there. You know what? Let me send you also a text message. It's going to have our office line, and it also has my direct extension. So if you need to reschedule, if you have any issues or anything, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'll still be a point of contact on your account. Now, for the business, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, would I be able to go on Google and look at this after it's all up and going?
You mean look at your business, like a Google business profile?
Yeah, look at what you set up for me.
Absolutely. So you're going to get a dashboard. Sorry about that. I'm just getting over sickness. But you're going to get a dashboard, and you're going to have access to it right away. So right now, as soon as we process everything, I'm going to log you into your dashboard so you can see how to log in. And in your dashboard, you're going to be able to track your progress and our progress. So you'll be able to see where we have you listed, Google. If you need a Yelp account, we'll help you with that too. Bing, Facebook, all of that we'll help you with. So on your dashboard, you'll be able to see that, and then you'll also be able to track your results, like how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, the keywords you're listed for, and you can make changes on that as well, okay? The other thing to keep in mind about the dashboard, you will have access to it right away, but there's not going to be something there right away because we're barely starting everything. but you will have access to that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Is your name Laura?
Yes, my name is Laura.
So this text from local slash is from you. Okay.
Correct, yes. And that's our office line, and it's my direct extension. So just that office line, you want to save it in your contact so you know it's us calling you. And then my extension, if you have any problems or anything in the future, I'm still going to be a point of contact on your account. So feel free to call me, okay?
Okay.
Now, Facebook page. Now, do you have one for the business yet, or would you like us to make one for you?
Is that part of the cost, or?
It's included. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And then Lulu did include in there a free website as well, so we're adding a free website. Your website is also going to be secure, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website if you'd like to add that feature. It's at no extra cost. Would you like that?
Say that one more time, please. I'm sorry.
Of course. So it's payment integration. So you know how sometimes you can pay for certain things on websites, either for a product or a service? We can add that to your website as well, so your clients can pay for your services on your website. It's at no extra cost if you would like to add it.
Yes, okay.
So it is something that's okay with you? Of course, go ahead.
So it's, you said $249 a month?
Correct.
And then, so there's no other fee, no other hidden fees?
There's no hidden fees. You're going to receive all of this in writing as well while we're on the phone.
So I don't have to pay for 6 months or a year at a time? I'm just going to pay for the first month and then the next month and then the next month?
Correct. There's no, there's no contract. So it's month to month the service. So you just pay for this month. And then after that, every 11th of every month, you're going to be charged $249. And that's it. There's no other charges. There's no hidden fees. That's just the amount.
So my question to you, so everything you said is, so it sounds like everything's right off the,
I'm sorry,
you know, up front.
One more time?
So it seems like everything you said to me so far is you've been up front about. So,
yeah.
But I got to ask you, so I get that you don't have the numbers. You don't know if Paul's going to call Jim for his work, but, but, I mean, how's your success rate? Am I going to get enough to pay for that $249 a month over it, you know, a few times? And where's your confidence level on that? Because I get up in the morning, I go to work, I don't bid the jobs crazy out of this park. And so I'm confident I can do the work. I mean, how confident are you to get me enough work to justify paying a monthly payment?
Of course. So we do everything month to month, first of all, so we can earn your business. The second thing of how many people are looking for your services in your area, in the past 30 days, just for the keyword junk removal, it was searched a little over 1,200 times, so 1,213 times. So the demand is definitely there in your area. It's just putting you in front of there, in front of those people. But also just to tell you, not even on the confidence level of how I know that we can get you success. I mean, just to tell you alone, I mean, we've been in business already for a little over 19 years. We have an A+ rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. We have over 900 reviews on Google, which is 4.2 stars. And out of our over 10,000 clients, on our bird's eye for reviews on those clients, we have 4.9 stars. We're also Google Premier Channel Partners. So to have that certification with Google is because we have to provide certain results to our clients. And that's why we have that. So I'm very confident that we can do this for you because we do this all the time and we've been doing it for so long. We're not just some random company starting. But it really is, you know, just starting the program, getting you in there so we can start getting you some work. And you can see for yourself that it's going to be something that we're going to be earning your business for month after month. Because, I mean, we don't want to lose you either, you know. And if we don't bring you in work, you're not going to want to stay with us. So that's bad business in itself. So we're definitely going to work as hard as we can to get you that work.
Okay. So what if, so worst case scenario, everything you say is great. Maybe there's more work coming in than I can handle. Is there a way to tone it down a little bit or?
Absolutely. So you have a few different options. It goes back to those keywords. So if you're getting too busy with work, but you still want some work, but you only want higher paying work or higher paying jobs, then we're going to just pick those specific keywords. If it starts slowing down and you want more work, then we're going to just add on more keywords so you get found for more things. Now, if you get super busy and you just can't take any more work, then you just give us a call and you ask to do a seasonal hold, which you're also going to get this in writing and I do go over it with you before we get off the line. But you do have a chance to do a seasonal hold, especially in the wintertime because I know a lot of businesses don't work in the winter. So they just put their account on pause and we don't charge you. And then when you're ready to start up, we just restart your service. That's exactly how that works.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, All right. Keep going. Moving forward here.
Okay. The next thing I'm going to ask is going to be the specific target areas that you're looking to get work. would you say that 50 miles is a good distance, or is it less?
No, it's actually a good, it covers Bend, which is a pretty big area.
Okay. Let me see here. Do you know the counties that you want to get work in? I can do that as well.
So I would have to, I need a little bit of time for that.
Okay. So why don't we do this? I'm going to put it down in the notes that you'll have the counties by tomorrow, so we can put them down then. Is that something that you could do, or do you want me to stick just with 50-mile radius for right now?
I don't know. Does it make any difference? I'm asking.
If you do 50-mile radius, it makes it easier because we're just putting 50-mile radius. But if you want to go a little bit outside of that and pick, you know, certain counties, I mean, I would add those too. I would even try to do the counties that are the 3 hours away at the other location. I would even try to add those counties, just kind of saying, because the advertisement might not be as strong, but I mean, if you still get something, it makes it worth it, you know? So what I'll do for right now, I'll put 50 mile radius, and then I'll put that you're going to have also counties to add tomorrow. Sound good?
Yeah. So give me a yes or no answer when I ask you,
mm-hmm.
if I ask you, if I just did 50 mile radius and I don't add the counties, is that okay? I mean, or am I going to lose?
Yes, of course.
Am I going to lose?
No, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. I typically always just do 50 mile. I personally like doing 50 mile radius because it's really strong in that coverage. But some people like to do less. So that's why it really is. It's a matter of preference. But I would say you're not going to lose clients. That's solid 50 mile radius.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just stick with that. And then
okay.
I'm not going to add the counties yet.
Okay.
Maybe later on.
That's fine.
That's an option. I don't know.
Yes, it is an option. You can do that at any time, so that's not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Ooh. Well, 7 a.m. to 5:30. That's when I would like to get calls from.
Okay. And is this going to be daily?
Yes, for now. Can we change that?
Okay. Yep. You're going to be able to change this on your dashboard, or you can call me to change it as well.
Okay.
So just to verify, I have daily from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Just mine.
Okay. And does it show just James Ellis, or is there a middle initial?
Oh, I have to look.
Okay.
No middle initial.
Perfect. And is the billing the same as the Northeast Kingway?
Oh. No, it's
the
not.
Billing on the card? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get what the billing is. That's fine. Let me get what the billing is now.
11304 Southeast 10th Street. Apartment Y7. And that's Vancouver, Washington. 98664.
Okay, let me make sure I have that correct. And just to verify, so it's 11304 Southeast 10th Street, apartment Y7, Vancouver, Washington, and it's 98664. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So the apartment number you said Y7, right?
Yes, Y as in yo-yo, and the number 7, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, let's put that there. Okay. Okay, and then what type of card is it going to be?
Visa.
And I am ready for the card number whenever you are.
4342-5600-0622-5983.
And when does the card expire?
7/26.
And the security code?
785.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. You can either pick from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
All right, it's going to be mother's maiden name.
Okay, and then what is that?
Oh, Bickle, B-I-C-K-E-L.
Just like pickle, but with a V, as in van?
B, as in boy.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Bickle. All right. Now, the next part is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It does outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me. And then, like I did tell you, you are going to get all of this in writing through text and email before we get off the line. Okay. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
J.R. All Hall, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
James Ellis.
And you are the owner?
So it's me and my brothers, but on the license, he's listed as the owner. I'm listed as an agent. So like our insurance is putting us down for, as co-owners. But
okay.
I don't know.
So
I
one of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's more for just recognizing who you are. So you're a co-owner / agent. That's fine.
Okay.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we will ask you that security question. We also will call you from that 877 number so you know that it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 11th in the amount of just $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving automated text messages and emails. I'm also going to send you out a text message that's going to have a YouTube video that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. And as I did mention, I'm going to have you log in before you get in as well, so we can figure out how to do that together. So give me a second. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes for them all to automatically send out. Okay. All right, I just sent you the YouTube video. And I'm going to wait till they all get sent over to you. Okay, it looks like they're still being sent out. Oh, there we go. Looks like they're being, now they're sending out. Perfect. So let me send you over a link. Okay, I just sent you the link, which says it's a my.localsplash.com/term/, and then it has your phone number. If you can open that up for me, please.
Okay, so it says
Local Splash Terms of Experience. Oh, the link that I sent you says my.localsplash.com/terms and then slash, and it has your phone number. That's the link.
Okay. So open that up?
Yes, please. And then I'll go over everything with you as well.
Okay.
And
okay.
What? Perfect. So to go over this with you real quick, so this is going to be what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google Business Profile optimization. We are also going to do directory submissions. So if you need to go on any of the directories, the main ones, we will put you on there. But we do go over that with you on your onboarding call tomorrow. Now, it also goes over the website that is included in there, and it's at no extra cost for you. Facebook ads, which are also already included in the pricing for you. It goes over the price that what you were charged, which is just the $249, and what you will be charged moving forward, which is just the $249. It also goes over the seasonal hold, which is going to be those three business, if you contact us 3 business days before your billing, you can always put it on pause. We don't charge you. Also cancellation, same thing. You can cancel at any time. And the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those 2 boxes and then type in your name the way that it looks with a capital J and E and then click confirm, it'll take you into what is your dashboard.
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to type my name?
Correct, yes. You click on the 2 boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks, and it's going to go into the login for your dashboard.
Okay, so I'm looking for...
Should be all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, so I can't. It doesn't allow me to see the 2 buttons on the bottom. Is it the one on the left or the one on the right? Which
since you're on your
round button,
it's an orange button that you click. It has all to be right. The way that the font is on your phone. I've had this problem before. Just technology, you know. It can be annoying.
Well,
if you absolutely have problems with it, we can do it tomorrow. There's no rush to get it done today, so no reason for there to be a headache if it's causing you issues.
Okay. Well, it won't let me push that button.
Oh, it might be because the name doesn't look exactly the same. It has to have a capital J for James and a capital E for Ellis.
Yeah, it did, but so now it...
Did you click on the two boxes? Oh, like where you agree that you can get text messages from us?
Yeah, so the two boxes right under my mm-hmm. phone number, I clicked on those. Mm-hmm. So and then I put my name in the box, but I got like, I can barely see the orange because of the way my phone is.
Mm.
It's not allowing me to get a full
okay.
press on that button.
Let's do this then. Let's save this for tomorrow because my onboarding team, they know how to go. They know there's different goes arounds to do this. And then also if there's issues going into your dashboard, they can help you out with it. So I'll make notes of that. So it's done tomorrow. And it looks like I think everything, did I send the YouTube video? Let me verify that. I did send the YouTube video. Okay. All right, perfect. So it seems like everything's done for now. You have my contact info, so if you have any questions or anything, you feel free to contact me directly. We're going to start the process for you already, and then tomorrow we have your onboarding call. It's going to be between 1 to 2 o'clock. If you need to reschedule, you can text me, you can email me, or call me. But as of right now, we're pretty much already done. Do you have any other questions for me?
So we're going to do our onboarding tomorrow at 1 o'clock, between 1 and 2 o'clock, right?
Correct, yes.
So that being said, so that is, and then how long after that before the ad is up?
So your Facebook ads and your website, that's going to be 7 to 14 days. And then the first page placement for all of the keywords, that's a max of 30 to 45 days. But the sooner we can get on everything, the quicker everything can happen. So we are going to need most likely a video so Google can verify you. And you most likely were already emailed over instructions. And those are things that we're going to go over with you tomorrow. So the quicker we can get that done, the quicker we can get everything verified and done on your end. So it's just really communicating
okay.
so we can get it done quickly.
Okay, so we're looking
okay.
at 45 days, give or take.
Seven to 14 days for your Facebook ads, 30 to 45
right.
days max for the first page placement on Google.
30 to 45 days max.
Correct.
On first page Google.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Any other questions for me?
No. I'm good if you're good.
Well, James, if anything else comes up, though, please feel free to call me, okay? If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail, and I'll call you right back.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect, James. All right. We'll speak tomorrow. You have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.